This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A rare session of the Palestinian parliament has ended after defiant legislators forced the resignation of all 21 members of Yasser Arafat's cabinet. The resignations were a dramatic outcome to 2 days of debate in the West Bank city of Ramallah, and they are the biggest political challenge to Arafat's leadership since he came out of political exile 8 years ago. Arafat has 2 weeks to present a new cabinet. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
It's the first time that the members of the Palestinian Legislative Council have openly defied Yasser Arafat since they were elected in 1996. Arafat asked the legislators to approve his cabinet reshuffle announced in June, which appointed 5 new ministers. Ghassan Khatib, one of the new ministers, says it became clear that the legislators felt Arafat's changes did not go far enough. He says some of the original ministers were seen as ineffective and in a few cases corrupt. Khatib says the cabinet tried to prevent an open confrontation between the parliament and the Palestinian leader.
We reached the conclusion that the majority of the Legislative Council were not about to give confidence, but rather no confidence vote. So the cabinet thought that it's better if we resign, in order to avoid the vote of no confidence, which is a well-known and used tactic in democratic regimes.
Khatib insists the resignations are not directed at Arafat personally, but are an attempt to strengthen Palestinian democracy.
This is good news for the Palestinian people. It's good news for democracy in Palestine. It's also good news for reforms in Palestine. This is a shift in the balance of powers between the legislative authority on one hand and the executive authority on the other hand, which is normal in any democratic situations. And this shift in the balance is to the favor of the Palestinian people and their representatives.
But what Khatib sees as a blow in favor of democracy, others see as a blow against Arafat. The Israeli daily Haaretz headlines its story, "The Historic Day the Chairman Failed." Jonathan Kutab, a lawyer and human rights activist in East Jerusalem, says the pressure from the Legislative Council reflects a growing frustration with the Palestinian leader.
It's a slap in the face for Arafat's autocracy, for his dictatorship, for his method of running the show by himself, and for his micromanagement style of getting involved in every little particular. We need institutions, we need departments, we need ministries, we need a legislature that is on a daily basis in touch with its constituency and responsive to them. We don't need a one-man show.
Kutab says Palestinians feel there may now be a new opportunity for democratic change.
The Palestinian Authority has failed during its years to satisfy the aspirations of the Palestinians for democracy. Now finally the PLC, the Palestinian Legislative Council, is coming into its own. Hopefully we will get new elections and we'll get some fresh blood.
Israeli officials welcomed the Palestinian Legislative Council's decision because they saw it as a weakening of Arafat. Israel's chief of military intelligence called it an earthquake in the Palestinian Authority that would eventually lead to Arafat's replacement. That's something that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has long been advocating. President Bush expressed similar sentiments in June when he called for a new Palestinian leadership. Palestinian analysts say it's premature to talk of Arafat's demise. Arafat yesterday announced elections will be held on January 20th after he came under pressure from the Legislative Council to announce a specific date. As of now, there are no serious challengers to Arafat's leadership and he's expected to be reelected. But, say the analysts, he will now have to be more sensitive to the demands for reform by Palestinian legislators. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.